Chapter 26, Online Interview Etiquettes. Etiquette means manners. The following concepts will be covered in this topic. What does an online interview mean? Advantages of an online interview. Differences between online interviews and personal interviews. Etiquette for online interviews. So definitely, what is the difference when you are attending an interview face-to-face versus what is it when you're giving an interview online? How does it differ? Then the basic manners required for an online interview in terms of, for example, how are you seated? What about your background? All those concepts, right? Tips for online interviews. How to get ready for online interviews. Tips for virtual interview techniques, and then conclusion. What does an online interview mean? An online interview is conducted remotely through an online chat, video, or online platform. So can we say that it takes place remotely? Can we also say that you are using video technology and you are using video technology for that communication medium? That's what it is. This could be due to many employees working remotely and many employers are conducting remote interviews as a part of recruitment process. Now, the purpose of online interviews could be many. But when I talk of the purpose, I would take three prime points. One is that definitely post-COVID, a lot of things have changed. So what is happening that a lot of people who are in different locations probably give the first interview online. You know, now many of them give an interview via the phone. Then the next step is also an interview via video. So it depends, right? But what we are talking of an online interview, that means we talk of making use of platforms where you can see the person. Right? This could be because, as it's mentioned here, many employees are also working remotely. But now it has become a part of the recruitment process. That means this could also be one way to conduct interviews because you are saving costs. So the cost of added logistics is not there. For example, if the interviewee had to come here for an interview, then I have to book a meeting room, for example. So that additional cost is not there. It is also called digital interview. Many companies conduct job interviews online to make the process more efficient. These types of interviews are conducted with the help of technology and online communication. Now, how are these online interviews considered to be, you know, crucial, and how does it make the process more efficient? So one, I just told you one point few minutes back that you're talking of without additional logistics, right? In terms of, say, cost, right? But sorry, one point will be that you are saving on costs, right? The other aspect is also from the interviewer's point of view, that say if I've spoken to you via phone, then I have, when I speak to you on phone, then it is also to figure out your minimum qualifications, etc. Then I actually have an interview with you online. After that, when I call the candidates face to face, it is actually narrowed down. So from my point of view, from the interviewer's point of view, I call only few limited candidates face to face. So it is definitely serving the purpose. The few limited candidates who are called face to face, I have to then decide just within the few of them. Instead of having so many coming to office, coming to the organization, having so much happening in that entire day because you're taking one interview after another. Because with online interviews, it is always said that it saves time. It goes faster. So, you know, of course, there are advantages, disadvantages. We will discuss all of it. Advantages of online interview. virtual interviews or online interviews are conducted using technology and are as good as face-to-face. Of course, somewhere you are not right in front of me, but somewhere it is as good as face-to-face. So as I said, that when we talk of the advantages, one is familiar environment. You will be seated in your home, you will be seated in any corner in your home, and you find that to be most comfortable. You sometimes feel that this is my favorite place, I will give my interview from here. You will find that somewhere you are able to be yourself because you are in your comfort zone. Versus if you would have actually to come down to the organization, versus if you would have had to actually come down to the organization, reach there well in advance, be well dressed. Now, even if it's online, you have to be well dressed. You can't take it for granted because they can see you. So you can't take it for granted that you can be casually dressed. But the focus is when it's face to face, it is something completely different. Your fears, your nervousness can be far more evident when it is face to face. Right? So familiar environment, the applicant can give the interview from the comfort of his or her own home. No geographic restrictions. It accelerates the hiring process by making it easy to reach out to candidates who are at long distance. See, what is the purpose of technology? It saves time, it saves costs, right? It saves time, it saves costs. It will be beneficial because you don't have to move out of your own comfort zone. So when I talk of geographic restrictions, you do not have any of it because whichever part of the world you are, you can give that interview. Yes. Now coming to whichever part of the world, of course, time zones then differ. So you have to bring a balance with that, right? If they say your interview is at 5 p.m. and you are in another geographic location in another country, for example, then you have to figure out the time zone and figure out what time will it be if you are expected to be ready by 5 p.m. here, right? So the only focus is what? That somewhere with online interviews, it goes faster, it saves time, and thus online interviews serve as a catalyst. That means it speedens up the hiring process, definitely. Flexibility. There is greater flexibility in scheduling the interview since there are always personal or professional obligations to be fulfilled. Now, when I say flexibility in scheduling the interview, what do you need to look into if you have scheduled the interview? That do you have enough details about the candidate? So firstly, what is the specific designation or position that you are hiring for? Do you have enough details about the candidate? Do you have certain formalities completed or done before a candidate actually comes for an online interview? So all this needs to be in order. See, even though it's online, it has to be systematic and structured. The interviews have to go in an appropriate manner. Just because it is online, it does not mean you take it in any manner you want. There will be a systematic and structured way to move ahead with these interviews. Now we talk of difference between online interviews and personal interviews. So difference between online and personal interview mean. A personal interview is usually face-to-face meeting. So a personal interview is usually a face-to-face meeting between the recruiter and the candidate. For face-to-face communication, your skills, personality and enthusiasm are visible, right? When I am speaking to you face to face, my facial expressions, gestures, posture, eye contact, body language, my ability to be motivated and enthusiastic is all very clearly visible. In fact, all of this serves as feedback. So just the way a candidate who has walked in for an interview and is fidgeting, or a candidate slouches and is seated in a slouch in a manner whereby he or she is slouching, then it doesn't set a good impression. Whereas online interviews will make it harder to establish a rapport and show interest. Now, this is when we compare online interviews with face-to-face or personal interviews, which are face-to-face. That kind of difference is visible. It's evident. But you can yet establish a rapport when it's online too, when it's an online interview. You can. You can show your enthusiasm. From the interviewer's point of view and interviewee's point of view, that can be shown. But what are we trying to say out here is that when you compare it to face-to-face communication or face-to-face interview, definitely you are a very different personality. In fact, research says that many candidates may probably be happier when an interview is online, because it actually saves them from being present face-to-face with the interviewer, which makes them feel shy, whereby they feel nervous, worried. So it saves them from that. Virtual interviews can be shorter as compared to face-to-face interviews. When I say virtual interviews can be shorter, definitely virtual interviews always go faster somehow. You know, when it's face-to-face, there are chances. There are chances that the talk or communication might digress. Suddenly, the interviewee might say, actually, I have come here 8 years back to give an interview. But at that juncture, somehow, and then you talk of your experience. Now, that same point you might not say when it's an online interview, because you feel that, no, I don't want to say this, let me first get through then. But if it's face-to-face, somehow you'll develop that rapport, you'll feel that you do feel that somewhere you can communicate effectively and share your experiences. However, taking the current circumstances into consideration, the preferences of the interviewer and interviewee, some roles require face-to-face interaction and some roles are open to online communication. So the preferences of the interviewer and interviewee. So of course, when we talk of an interview being online or when we talk of an interview being face-to-face, it depends on the organization, it depends on the interviewer. And then of course, for some roles, it is better that people come face-to-face. Eventually, it is said that even if you get the job offer, it is very important that you come down for the last round of interview, because you need to know where exactly you will be working. You need to know what kind of an organization is it. You need to understand the environment. I personally feel it is important that you see the place where you are going to be working. What is the meaning of etiquette for online interviews? Etiquette, in simplest of words, means manners, behavior, right? When I say manners and behavior, in terms of how you talk, what you talk, right, what you convey, so language, the way you speak, and the ability to show empathy. Empathy is put yourself in the other person's shoes. You actually understand what the other person is going through. So for example, for an online interview, the candidate says that he has had a gap for 8 months since his mother was very unwell, and it was a very challenging phase for him. So you somewhere do show that empathy even when it is online. You can always respond by saying, oh, I definitely can imagine. It must be a very challenging phase. But as you were saying, she's better now. I'm really glad to know that. Right? So it's how you're being sensitive to a certain situation, though it's online. Right? Now we talk of tips for online interviews. For online interviews, you must select a location with no distractions and ensure that there is sufficient lighting and there is no distraction in the background. So once we were conducting online interviews, and I clearly remember that girl, while she was giving an online interview, I'm just giving an example, her staff comes in with a tray and a jug of water and a glass. Now that is not necessary, and ideally you should avoid any kind of disturbance. Another student, he had his dog coming in and being seated next to him. So if possible, you can avoid this. So take a location which has no sort of distractions. Let everybody at your home know if you're having this interview online, which is in your own home. Let everybody know that you do not want anyone to disturb you for the next half an hour if possible, right? See to it that the place is well lit. It does not look dark and dingy. See to it that there's, you know, if you feel that whichever room you're in, and if there's work going on outside and there's a lot of noise, then this too can be a distraction. So look into all this. Be very careful. See, this all is in my control. So I have to look into it. What is not in my control? I'm at the mercy of network. I'm at the mercy of networks. If the network is a problem, then everything is a problem. The internet connectivity, right? So what is in my control, I go as per that. What is not in my control, I cannot do anything about it. So when I talk of taking a place as to where I'm going to be seated, how comfortable I am, no disturbance there, either within the room or outside. So all this you can manage. Making use of virtual backgrounds such as a wallpaper or bookshelf that are available. Lot of students do that, where you ideally have a wallpaper or some kind of, you know, environment whereby it's not your actual environment which is seen, which I feel is acceptable. It's absolutely okay. Punctuality. Employers value punctuality. So see, whether it's online or offline, you need to be punctual. Now here they are saying you must log in for the online interview at least 5 minutes ahead of time. Someone like me will log in at least 15 to 20 minutes ahead. Why? Because I don't want to get a bit hassled, and the moment I start my interview, my face shows that kind of worry and hassle. I don't want that. I'd rather give an interview where I'm at ease. What is wrong if I log in 20 minutes before and I just mute and put off the camera? It's okay. At least I've logged on. So I personally feel you must log on well in advance, and 5 minutes before or 7 minutes before, get seated there, have your camera on, and you know, see to it that you are ready. So then when they do come in, then they know that you have been already there. Top interns. We're discussing tips for online interviews. Top interns. The moment the interviewer finishes talking, then I talk. No, no, no. Please wait. I cannot interrupt. That will sound and look very miserable. And you know what? That will show that you don't have basic manners. You're interrupting. You're not letting the person finish. So that won't make sense. You must wait to speak and do so only after the opposite person has finished speaking, which means you cannot interrupt the speaker. So even whether you're arguing with somebody, I'm not talking of an interview now, if you're arguing with somebody also, please let that person finish, then you speak. That is very important. Non-verbal communication can help you make a good impression. Even when you're talking of online interviews, are you looking into the camera? Are you really, you know, kind of having that ability to confidently look into the camera? Are you audible, which means can they hear you? Are you clear with the way you're speaking? But non-verbal cues, we talk of eye contact, gestures, posture, right? All this has to be given enough importance. So here it's mentioned body language, right? Such as gesture, posture, and eye contact should be convincing. This can be expressed through your confidence and enthusiasm. Your level of confidence is displayed in the tone which you speak. Your level of confidence is displayed with the way you are seated. Your level of confidence will be to a great extent through your smile. So a lot of ways and means to convey that you are a confident candidate. Camera angles may appear differently. So practice looking into the camera. Very important, right? Because if you don't look into the camera, then where is your attention? So you have to practice that. Non-verbal cues. Make sure the required software, webcam and microphone. Make sure the required software, webcam and microphone are available. And the most important, the internet connection is working fine. You can do a check of your microphone to see that, you know, you are, clear so with your voice, right? So it's basically the communication needs to be clear, no? So very important that besides, you know, the nonverbal cues, the other aspects where I need to check that everything is in order, right? Yeah. Conclude the interview with a smile. Make sure you are well dressed for the interview. You can ask the interviewer questions at the end of the interview. That is understood because they will probably even tell you or put forward that, is there anything you want to ask? So you have to be able to ask questions. Maintain a professional attitude all throughout the interview. When I say professional attitude, it means that you are talking with poise. It means that you are not giving lengthy, complicated sentences. It means that you're having a formal conversation. It is not casual or random talk, right? It is normal to experience nervousness, but you have to maintain your calm and be composed. Do not suddenly frown. Do not say, what? Do not make those kind of facial expressions and sound like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Thus, if these points are looked into, they can help you to be successful. So we have to constantly keep a check on how we are talking, how we are presenting ourselves. We cannot be off guard and suddenly get seated like this since it's an online interview. So keep a check on your behavior, on your tone, on your words. That is important. How to get ready for online interviews. Learn the information. If possible, find out the number of interviewers and you can ask other questions too before you go for the interview. Well, if you find out the details actually who's going to be interviewing you, then I personally feel that that would not make sense because very often you may not know who's going to interview you. Right? But when you go for the interview and if you have any questions prior to the interview, that you can ask, right? That you can ask. Like, I would not ask this, but say a candidate would ask that the interview timing is at 5. So by approximately what time will I get done? Now, I would not ask this, but maybe another candidate would ask this, right? So it is really up to you. For an online interview, you can select the venue, which you know, right? For an online interview, you can select the venue. So we've discussed before that you can decide where exactly you want to give the interview from, since it's online. But you need to choose a neat, tidy location, since you have the option of where you can be seated. We do not want to see too many files behind or too many papers here. That will not set a good impression. An untidy location can distract the interviewer. Also, see to it that there is adequate lighting. But the location must be neat and tidy. Location must be such that it is absolutely presentable. So, a clean desk. Maybe if you want, you could just have a pen holder or something on the side, on the right side or something. But otherwise, I suggest that if it's kept clean, that is also good enough. Dress professionally, whether it's online or offline. dressing for an online interview is the same as dressing up for a face-to-face interview. You need to look presentable. You need to carry yourself off well. So it is very important to dress professionally. You can go through the social media pages, which can be informative about the company culture. Definitely, online social media presence today, as far as companies are concerned, is of great importance. They actually give you detailed information about the company, what all is the company about, their competitors, any recent launches, then how is the company actually, you know, having goals, vision, mission, implemented, and how is it taken forward, all those aspects. But anyways, here when we talk of dress professionally, then, you know, it's about the work culture of the company, work environment. So somewhere you can also figure out what you can really wear, but you need to be formally dressed. That is important. Retest your technology. By retesting technology half an hour before the interview, it'll help you to check the network connection and if the audio and video is working fine. Yes, see, you have to be careful on all fronts that there is no problem, no issue, and everything is going fine. Right? So that's where you need to understand that how will you go about this. Correct? So see to it everything is in order. See to it that you have done your bit by rechecking and retesting the technology. I have to do my bit. You know why? Because when I start the interview or when the interview asks me questions, at that time it should not be a burden on my mind. Oh gosh, I did not check if everything is working fine. So it is better you check in advance. Write a thank you note. You must thank the interviewer at the end of the interview. So generally what we do is we give a firm handshake and we say thank you so much. But well, here they're saying write a thank you note. You do not have to justify any mistakes made during the interview. Now the interview is done. Do not sit to say, sorry, I should have said this. Sorry, I said something which was incorrect or something was incomplete. You have to leave it. Also, you do not have to justify the fact that you have to be hired. Right? Not necessary. And please don't get to that because it'll put off the interviewer. I mean, why will you justify? Why will you explain that you have to be hired? You can't do that. That is not appreciated at all. When to conduct online interviews for jobs before actually meeting them in person. That is absolutely important. This means a lot of interviews can be conducted online. So eventually, very few candidates will be called for face-to-face interviews. So I told you sometime back, you narrow down. You actually get only few candidates face-to-face. And rest we discuss in this chapter, right? It saves time because online interviews go faster. We've discussed all the points, right? You wish to hire remote workers or the job is for individuals who can work online. You wish to hire remote workers or the job is for individuals who can work online. It can be either ways, right? Lack of time to call candidates for a face-to-face interview. That is when also I feel that we can conduct interviews online. See, what is the heading? When to conduct online interviews, right? So again, where you feel that there is lack of time, definitely online interviews will serve the purpose. When not to conduct online interviews for jobs, when you are hiring at a high-level position, definitely then it is important that it is face-to-face. Round one, round two, and round three. Sorry. When not to conduct online interviews for jobs, when you are hiring at a high-level position, then it is best for face-to-face communication to happen. When you are hiring for a position that involves working with clients, so you need to understand the attitude, the personality of that individual to be hired, because that individual will be working with clients. So your personality and attitude will let me decide whether you're worthy of being hired and whether you will be able to work efficiently with clients, and the clients can be having varied perceptions, views, and thought processes. But how do you handle them? That is important. Tips for virtual interview techniques. prepare your surroundings, prepare any virtual interview. The interviewer can see your immediate surroundings. When I say prepare for any virtual interview, that means the level of preparedness should be very high. In fact, a lot of articles which you read, they say that people don't prepare that much for a phone interview or an online interview as they do for a face-to-face interview. Because face-to-face interview, the whole dynamics will change. That's why. But I personally feel you have to be prepared for any type of interview. An interview is an interview, whether it's via phone, whether it's online. You need to be prepared. It is best to have a virtual backdrop or backgrounds so that it looks presentable. So we discuss, you talk of wallpapers, a personal setting, right, that can be put forward. Arrive prepared. If you feel shy or go unprepared for an interview, then it is important that you practice and put in effort to prepare for it. Definitely, you need to be well prepared. You need to be updated with facts. You need to go through the website. You need to ask yourself, why are you applying there? What opportunities are you looking at? You need to do proper research of the organization. What is the organization all about? Who are their competitors? What is it that they are really expecting from you if they hire you? All those aspects have to be looked into. Be assertive. It is important to maintain your focus and maintain eye contact. Your confidence will be heard in your tone. Assertive is being firm but polite. So convey with that tone. Because the moment you are firm but polite, it means you're having that ability to express yourself with confidence. And that is what they are looking for. Conclusion. Remember neither to overpower the interviewer nor to argue with the interviewer. Don't overpower the interviewer. That means don't make them feel you know it all and you kind of try even to complete the sentences of what they ask you. Neither should you argue nor should you overpower the interviewer. Do not get overconfident, and it is incorrect to focus only on your successes and accomplishments. Don't keep praising yourself. Don't keep talking about yourself that you are the best candidate ever and others are not. Discuss your skills, qualifications, attributes, attitude, your ability by showing how you can contribute for the betterment of the organization, how you can contribute towards the success of the organization. If this is what you handle well, then your interview will go in the correct direction. So the conversation between the interviewer and interviewee has to flow, and a positive attitude by the interviewee is also required, and it will help the interviewee and increase his or her chances of success. Thank you.